Boston's Italian Fisherman. The main image shows T Wharf as it looked in 1907. A dozen fishing vessels, two master schooners and rigging for sails, are tied up on the north side of the wharf, some four abreast. The wharf is crowded with horse-drawn wagons and pushcarts waiting to offload fish. Fish wholesalers occupied many of the wharf-level stores of the three-story building on the wharf. There were also merchants who provisioned ships and sold salt and ice for preserving fish. The lofts above the stores allowed for storing and repairing sails. The open water in front of this sign was once the site of T Wharf. Built in 1718, it became Boston's fish pier in 1882. Fishermen from Sicily started coming to Boston in the late 1890s in search of work. At T Wharf, some rented 22-foot dories and rowed them 15 to 20 miles each day to catch whitefish, haddock, and flounder. Others signed on to ocean-going fishing vessels, berthed here to make 7 to 10-day trips out to Georgia's Bank for cod and other ground fish. Long dominated by New Englanders, the local fishing industry was strengthened and Boston culturally enriched by these new arrivals. They settled in the North End where other Italians were already living. Around Fleet, North, Clark, and Lewis Streets, recalls the son of one immigrant, nearly everyone was from Sciacca, a fishing center on Sicily's south coast. In 1915, most of the fishing industry moved to the newly constructed Boston Fish Pier in South Boston. Some Sicilians, however, remained at T Wharf until it was demolished in the 1960s. There are three small images on the lower panel of the sign. From left to right, the first photograph shows fishermen tying a float on a net at T Wharf. Several dories are tied up alongside the wharf with men working on their boats. By the 1940s, many fishermen had boats with engines, but some still used sails, which they would dry by draping them over the boom, as is the case for one of the boats here. Alongside this photograph, there's a quote from Jessica Dello Russo, who grew up in the North End. She said, "Fishermen who frequented my grandfather's tavern used to give us haddock every day. So much of it that we were sick of it as kids, and my grandmother sometimes gave up and fed it to the stray cats." Next is a 1909 photograph by social reformer Lewis Hine. In it, a young boy is sitting on the ground between two men on T Wharf. They're selling fish from several baskets in front of them. Hine was documenting instances of children having to work. For Boston's immigrant fishermen, the struggle to make a living was a family affair. They sold their catch as soon as they got back to port. The last photo on the right shows the North End community celebrating the Feast of the Madonna del Soccorso, a custom Italians brought with them from Sicily. A huge crowd is gathered at the waterfront. Behind them, several fishing boats are tied up with their bows facing the celebration. In the background, one can see T Wharf, which would be demolished as part of the waterfront urban renewal a few years after this photo was taken. The feast day, however, continues to be celebrated here in this park every year around August 15.